Really happy to be chatting today with Ron Yakabuchi, director of the Mass Higher Career Center South Shore here in Quincy, to get a little insight into the employment world here in the city of Quincy and on the South Shore, and looking forward to the future too. So Ron, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, it's great to be here in the studio with you.
Yeah, exactly.
You look good. Yeah. You haven't changed at all.
Yeah. So. Instead of an image on a computer screen.
On a computer screen, yeah.
Which we've been doing over the past year and a half now, almost.
Yeah.
What's, I guess, the current status at the Career Center?
Well, I'd be happy to share that information with you. But first, let me correct you. I'm now the director of the City of Quincy Workforce Development Department. So the Career Center comes under me with the fiscal and the board.
Okay.
Kathy Folan is actually in that position as the director of the Mass Higher South Shore Career Center.
The actual center
for Quincy
itself.
And Plymouth, for Quincy and Plymouth.
Okay.
So we want to give her a plug.
No, absolutely. Yes, no question.
But, things are coming back. I guess that's where we're at. I mean, over a year ago when we talked, unemployment was at about 16%.
Yes.
We're down to 6% now.
Okay. That's just Quincy?
South Shore's a little higher.
South Shore.
In some of the communities. Quincy's around 7%.
Okay.
So things are coming back. I would kind of compare it to the comeback to what happened with the Great Recession over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's going to be a slow, process back. I mean, we weren't in a recession. The economy was strong before the pandemic hit and everything got closed down.
Yeah.
But it's still going to take time for things to come back and catch up. I mean, you have a situation now where you have a labor shortage.
Yep.
You have a supply crisis, right? And that's kind of driving and spiking up inflation a little bit. I think the feeling is that's going to be just transitory. It's going to
That's what the economists are saying.
It's going to kind of settle down
and
so forth. But again, it's a process, right? And so because of the shortage, you've got more people coming back looking, to offer jobs, but you don't have the people back
and
yet.
And there's the argument that it's the extra unemployment incentive. How do you feel about that?
I don't believe that.
Okay.
I think it's more two other things. It's one, childcare is a big issue because most of the people that were affected by this situation were women. That's the highest percentage of unemployment.
Really?
And so the childcare becomes an issue, and until that kind of gets squared away, you're going to see problems. And then you've got a situation where people are still, even though we've done a great job, mayor's done it, the city, everybody, and the governor, the state, and vaccinations and kind of keeping things under control and making things come back. There's still a lot of people that are afraid, and they don't want to come back to work because they have health issues and whatnot.
Okay.
So it does, it's going to be a slow process to kind of make that all sort of come back.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, you've got unemployment insurance, and within less than 2 months, you're going to see 400,000 people done with unemployment.
Come off unemployment.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
400,000 people.
In the state?
In the state,
okay.
In the state. And so basically what's going to happen is the PUA is going to end. The extra money that you talked about is going to end.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you get all those folks that are probably going to try to come back into the workforce. So
that
labor shortage is going to be short-lived
when
all that hits. But
so actually, now's the time to find a job.
Now's the time to find a job.
Yeah.
And I would encourage people, and you could probably put it up, the best way to connect to our career center right now is the hotline, the 617-745-4000.
Okay.
Call that line, 617-745-4000. I would do it sooner rather than later if you're listening to me and you're unemployed, because then you're going to be competing with 400,000 people in 2 months.
Yes.
And the jobs are not going to be there, although I could talk a little bit about where the jobs are and what kind of jobs there are.
I'd be curious about that. I just read an article just yesterday, actually, that
a
lot of folks, especially in the retail industry, are kind of rethinking, and
readjusting.
There's
a lot of rethinking, and I think this whole situation has kind of forced us, for us, even in the way we operate in the Career Center, the new normal that we're talking about coming back to now has kind of forced us to move a little faster into the future of work and what things look like. And I know there are a lot of changes that we're talking about in our own operation, as a result of what we've been living through for the past year. I mean, we've been working remotely. We've been serving thousands of customers, but it's all been done, virtually. And are returning now to the workplace, I call it.
Mm-hmm.
So our employees are coming back, but we haven't resumed a return to in-person services.
At the Career Center.
At the Career Center.
Okay.
And I'll explain why.
Okay.
Because you've got probably right now, unfortunately, at least 100,000, some say as many as 200,000, unemployment insurance issues that are still pending. to go before an adjudicator. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
And some of those cases go back to the beginning of the year and even last year.
Was that the fraud situation?
Well, that's the other problem. You know, you've got the fraud situation. I'm sure a lot of people that are listening to me were touched by that.
Yes.
I know there are a lot of people, city employees, that were touched by that. And
Filed for unemployment under somebody
right,
else's
right.
name.
So that was right. all computer generated.
Yeah.
So how do we remedy that? How do we remedy that? And that, this gets to the return to in-person services,
yeah.
because that number of people that are out there with these problems mm-hmm. are going to come into the Career Center. And the Career Center is not designed to be the unemployment office. We're
right.
designed to help people connect job seekers and employers and find people work,
yes.
get people training. We're not there to solve all the unemployment insurance
no,
issues.
No, that's what the state agency is for, right?
Right. Yeah. But until we either A, get a better handle on where that's going, or have the state provide us with the tools to
yes,
deal with it,
yeah.
which they haven't yet.
Okay.
What good are we to try to focus on our mission,
yeah.
which is to help the people that, you know, get back into the workforce, if we're dealing with unemployment issues that we can't solve.
And so they're kind of stuck yeah. too then, right, if they can't
well,
solve those
you know,
issues.
I've been advocating for the past month or so to anyone who wants to listen, and if the governor is listening right now to this broadcast, which maybe I'm sure he probably does tune in from time to time, Joe.
I'm sure.
You know, he's done a great job in setting up field hospitals to respond
oh,
to the crisis.
Sure, yeah.
Great job in setting up mass vaccination centers to respond to the crisis. Where are the walk-in unemployment offices around the Commonwealth?
Okay.
Where are they? They don't exist.
They don't
there's,
exist.
There's
okay.
none. So the problem is, until you really provide that, you're not going to eliminate the fraud, because if people have to physically come into a location,
you have to prove who you are, right?
You have to prove who you are, yeah. So they haven't done that.
Okay.
And you've got all these cases that are still pending. I mean, these are people, and we hear and see these problems, because they're our customers, too.
Of course. They
want to go back to work, but they have these pending unemployment issues. Some of them not getting money back for almost a year.
Yeah.
How do you survive? I mean, how do you deal with that?
Well, that's rent payments, right? That's child care payments.
Credit history's ruined.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't put food on the table. They can't take advantage of these benefits. Most of the people that suffer are the ones that have difficulty with English. And can't access a computer.
Yes.
So you see
yeah.
a lot of the mature workers that, you know, aren't computer
yep.
savvy, that are being more impacted than others.
Gotcha. Yeah.
We've got to provide these walk-in centers.
Okay.
And until we do that and remedy all these back problems, we're not going to open for return to in-person services. We're going to continue to do that remotely, because if not, all those people are going to come flooding in. You're going to have a line down Hancock Street,
yeah.
and everybody's going to be angry, because they're not going to be able to solve
well,
their problems.
You won't be able to help the people you're supposed to help, or
correct.
The people you can't help.
Correct.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay.
Let's call the governor and tell him that, okay?
So, is this a legislative act that has to happen?
We've had discussions with our local legislators. I've been in contact with the chair of both the Senate and House Labor and Workforce Committees. I think, you know, the legislators are getting slammed, because their constituents are calling them for help.
Yes.
And a lot of their staff are now almost like an extension of the unemployment office, trying to navigate, connect and so forth. And look, we could remedy this by setting up walk-in centers
yep.
around the Commonwealth. If you build it, they will come. If I knew I had a place to go to solve my unemployment problem, I'd be there even if I had to drive an hour
sure.
to get there.
Sure.
So that's really the first step that has to happen, so we can focus on a return to in-person services.
Okay.
And what does that look like? You know, what does the customer that needs to come into a career center now look like? That's the customer that maybe has difficulty with English and can't navigate a computer. Because a lot of these other customers can still work with us virtually.
Yes. Yeah.
Why not? Why would we want to drag somebody in if we could deal with them, you know?
Right.
And there's
if
a lot
they don't
of,
have an unemployment
they,
issue, right?
Well, even if they have an issue relative to trying to find work.
Okay.
You know, we can,
yeah.
and if they can get on a computer and we can navigate that with them.
Then you can help them.
We can help them, yeah.
yeah.
They don't have to physically come in.
Yes.
The people that have to physically come in this new normal
yep.
are the people that are struggling with a computer or struggling with a language
okay.
issue, I think. And so we want to keep the virtual services going, the
okay.
workshops, the remote career center seminars,
yeah.
and the reviews and all that stuff. We could do that.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for the past year.
You know, I hate to say it, but a benefit of the pandemic, if you will,
yes.
or at least a positive
yeah.
to come out of it,
so,
is this remote
But
type
if people want to
yeah.
connect, they have to call that number. They could also get on mass.gov/jobquest. That's
okay.
another portal to get into this system.
Okay.
Because there are more than the Career Center in Quincy and Plymouth, we've got, you know, career centers all around the Commonwealth.
Yes.
So we're all tied together now, branded as Mass Hire.
Okay.
And our purpose and our function is to connect the job seekers and employers. We've got some fantastic opportunities that are out there right
now. Do tell.
To take advantage of.
I mean, you have the golden sheet in front of you.
I'll tell you exactly. Yeah. I mean, you've got a situation where the industries right now where there are the most jobs are healthcare, social assistance, retail trade, accommodation, and food service. Those are the folks that have been hit the hardest. And for some of those people that have been in that industry that now want something better, come into the Career Center, because that's the opportunity we could provide training, and we can move you up to maybe a better job if we can get you the credentials and the skills and the training. That's an opportunity that people should be taking advantage of right now also. You have a situation, and by the way, when you come in, there's all kinds of labor market information that we have that could be of value to people as they do their research and trying to find out, you know, what their next step might be. And all the data, which is, we're driven by the data now, is available to folks so they can navigate. You know, we're not going to train somebody for something that we're not going to have a job in.
Yes.
We're going to train somebody for something where there's going to be a job, and that's the whole idea of what we're trying to do.
Based on our here in New England, right?
Based on this labor market research that we've done, and knowing what the demand is out there, so we could help a lot of folks that you know, were maybe in those low-paying jobs to come in, get trained, and get a better job.
Okay.
You know, we could help folks that are struggling with English as a second language and get them that, so they could be a better candidate to get training and get a better job.
Okay.
I mean, that's what we should be doing right now. So if people are hearing this and they want to be involved, it's 617-745-4000. You'll get your call responded to. You'll get plugged into this system and go through the flow. Or you can get on mass.gov/jobquest, and that's another way to get into to the system.
Okay.
And try to do that before your unemployment runs out, and you now you're competing with 400,000 people that are all going to be flooding the market because they need a job because they don't have unemployment
anymore. That's great advice, you know?
So
how
that,
does the actual training happen, Ron? What's that process?
So basically, you know, you've got to sort of go through a process.
Yeah.
You've got to be you've got to be assessed, and basically, the way it works is you come into the center, whether virtually or in person, if you need to be, and we sort of look at your education, we look at your work history, we look at the your skills and so forth, and we make decisions then based on what we think we could provide you to make a difference so we can get you that better job.
Okay.
So there is a process. We've got to go through eligibility. We've got to dot the I's, cross the T's, because this is all federal money that's coming in.
Sure.
So we've got to satisfy those eligibility requirements. But most people that have been in those low wage jobs, most people that are struggling with education, they're the candidates, you know, to get that certificate program at either like a Quincy College or a local, another vendor that we could provide, and get you into some of these opportunities that are available. And for example, in Quincy alone, there are now 1,160 job openings. Quincy alone.
Just in Quincy?
Just in Quincy alone, that need to be filled. And again, you could access this kind of information by coming in on our into our center or working with a counselor.
That's all job, like full-time, part-time?
Yeah, full-time, part-time, in Quincy alone.
Wow.
I mean, you have a situation where, you know, you've got to access this data and you could kind of give yourself a roadmap as to maybe where you can go working with one of our counselors.
So you might not know, but you might be able to get some direction.
Direction, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So we would definitely encourage people that are looking to get a better job or that don't have a job right now to come in and call the number, get on the website, and start the process.
Okay.
You know, and for those people that do have issues with unemployment, under the regulations that we're governed by, we have to provide meaningful assistance.
Really?
For UI. Meaningful assistance. Now, what does that mean, meaningful
assistance?
To me, the way I'm working this is if you're our customer and you come into our career center, either physically or remotely, and we're working with you to get a resume, help with your job search, give you training, those are our customers.
Okay.
If they have an unemployment issue, then that's who we want to help. That's who we want to help. But we don't want to be open to just anybody that has an unemployment issue that's been struggling to come in, because that's not what our job is. But for good customer service, we really feel that we, and if we get the tools, that we could help the people that are our customers that have come in to utilize our services. And if they have an unemployment issue, those are the folks that we want to try to help out.
Okay. Yeah. So past clients, basically, or
Current clients current that are clients. Utilizing the system and working with us that have come in to take a career center seminar, going through a review, utilizing some of our services.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, I have a problem with unemployment insurance. And right. I'm struggling with this. That's the person we want to focus on helping because we can control that number as opposed to, you know,
400,000
people coming in.
Okay.
And the problem we have is because we're positioned as the gateway to the South Shore, a lot of people that are in Boston come to Quincy. A lot of people that are in Dedham, Norwood, Brockton come to Quincy. Nobody wants to go to those other locations. Quincy's convenient. Mm-hmm. The parking is here. Mm-hmm. Everybody comes to Quincy. So we probably get 30 or 40% of folks that come in to our center or remotely now that are not in our service delivery area. They're not in one of the 22 communities that we serve in the South Shore.
I see. Okay.
So we're taking on everybody else's workload too.
Yeah.
And that's where we have to be careful because we can't do it all. You know, we're limited. As you know, we're coming out of a situation where our allocation is based on the unemployment rate.
Right.
So I'm still in that mode where my allocation is based on the 3% unemployment that got us into this before this pandemic.
Okay.
But now the good news is we did get some good news, and there'll be continued good news, I think, here. Our allocation for next fiscal year is actually increased by 60%.
Well, because the unemployment rate is so much higher.
Yeah, exactly. So my thinking is that, if we... And then you've got a situation now, too, where you've got $5 billion of aid that's coming into the state.
Oh, the federal aid.
Yeah. And we're targeted, the governor's targeted us to get $240 million of that.
Okay.
Now, how they're going to divide that up is going to be the subject of a call that I'm going to be on next week.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm going to be advocating that they have 16 regions, just divide it by 16, give us the money locally. And let us make the decisions at the local level as to how best to spend that money, whether it's training, hiring additional staff to deal with the workload, et cetera. If you look at my budget right now, and you look at it when we were in the Great Recession over 10 years ago, that's the benchmark that I compare it to. We're still a couple of million dollars short of what we were, even with our increase that we're getting in the allocation, than what we were then. And then we dealt with the same probably kind of volume we're going to be dealing with very shortly now. So if you use that as a benchmark, you could see where even with the increase in allocation, I'm still under. So whatever aid we can get through some of that federal money that's coming into the city or to the state would make a big difference in our ability to provide services and programs to people that are going to need it.
Yeah. So does this mean you'll have to move back into a larger center, larger facility, hire more people?
No, I think it's what we talked about earlier. We can serve people. What is the customer that needs to come into the career center look like?
Okay.
And that is what we need to focus on and prioritize to bring them into the career center and be able to operate at the same level we're at now.
Okay.
I think that's the strategy, instead of trying to look for more space. But if we needed more space, we could definitely pursue that possibility also.
Okay.
But I think we can manage, given the hybrid situation and given the tools that we now have to work remotely.
That's the difference.
So that not everybody has to come into the career center.
That wasn't an option in 2008.
Right. Yeah, now we're here.
Right,
so,
Okay. Yeah. Well, there is, as you well know, a power struggle on Beacon Hill right now about that federal aid.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think we're going to hopefully be successful either way it goes.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, the governor's allocated some money. I know the legislators, we've talked to a number of them, especially in some of the leadership positions. And they're sensitive to the problem. And I think, we need to be investing now in workforce development. That's the key.
Yep.
And we need to be investing in training. That's the key. And most of the customers that are coming in now remotely by the phone, they're looking for training.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking to get a better job. They don't want to go back to that $15 an hour, or the wait. You know what I'm saying?
I do. That was the point of that article I read just the other day.
And that's where we need to be focused, because that's going to satisfy the needs of the employers that are looking to fill these jobs that are open right now that are creating this labor shortage because we can't find people to, and the answer is not just let's drive all these people off of unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the answer because, people depend on that. People need that to transition. So some of these states around the country, there are 25 of them that have cut off these benefits completely.
Yes.
Massachusetts hasn't done that,
no.
Which is a good thing. Because I go back to what I said before. I think it's more the child care issue. It's more the fear. you know, the health concerns that people have that can't drive them back immediately into the workplace.
Yes. So
don't hurt people, don't penalize people by taking those benefits away. But at the same time, those benefits are going to be expiring, and there's a great demand to fill a lot of these jobs.
Right.
And, you know, and there's still 500,000 people that are out there that are collecting unemployment that are going to stop. So the whole thing is going to hopefully come together very soon. And I think we want to try to, you know, create a condition where we have the resources that we need to deal with that, you know, situation mm-hmm. that's going to be mm-hmm. slow, very quickly coming on our doorstep.
All right. Maybe the governor is listening. Who knows, Ron?
I hope so.
Again, your phone number and that website, if you could.
Yeah, it's 617-745-4000. And the website would be mass.gov/jobquest.
Okay.
JobQuest. And that'll get people in.
All right. So. Great to see you. Thanks for
Excellent.
Coming in.
Thanks, Joe.
You're very welcome.
As always. Thank you.
Another quick break. More of the program coming up in just a moment.